Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along, everyone, one and all. You're all welcome to Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. How we doing? At the moment, as we're recording this, by the way, where it's a bit of an icky. It's been a few icky old days.
Oh, listen, this is going to be a very cranky podcast coming from me, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, because you're not a fan of bad weather.
Well, I'm not a fan
really
of bad weather. I'm not a fan of being hungry. I'm starving, and it's like poxy out there, grey clouds. No one in this fucking place. I'm absolutely starving. I am. I have a stupid blood test because I'm an old man, and they worry about. Like, I don't understand how. Like they say, oh, anything can happen. You know, I'm at that age now. Anything can happen.
Right.
You know, I'm at that age. You go into the doctor and he wants to shove his hand up your arse, and no, even if you have an earache, because they have to make sure your prostate isn't about to explode or your balls are about to fall off. You're going to have like some heart implosion or whatever. And I have to go. I'm on these tablets and I have to go and see the doctor and get a blood test today. And you can't eat. That's not good for you. You know what I mean? I'll tell you for a start, I'm in a bad mood over it.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, to be fair, idea that you can't eat, yeah, I mean, for days on end. But I mean, you had your feckin' dinner last night.
Last like, night?
What's
it? Last
you know
night?
What I mean?
What time is it? It's 10 o'clock in the Jesus morning. We get up, and that's a grab for some people. But don't forget, this is lunchtime for us.
Yeah.
You know, you've been out of bed since the moon went up. Whatever the hell time you come in on your horse. Like, all of that happens. I just don't understand. Like, surely it doesn't affect it that much that you can have. You're not supposed to even have tea or coffee. I broke that rule. I had to have coffee. Like, one coffee isn't going to make a difference, surely.
I'll tell you something. That'd be hilarious now if when your results came back, it turned out we detected high levels of caffeine in your blood.
Yeah.
One fucking coffee.
It'll come down to something. They'll go, well, we don't know. You either had coffee or you have a blood disease. I'm like, oh, gee.
Yeah. Or you've spent time in the Congo, have you?
I mean, like, what? What? With the Brazilian coffee? That's not in the Congo's in Africa.
Doesn't matter. Look, let's put that down to brain fog.
Yeah, brain fog.
Because you're hungry.
Because I'm hungry.
And you haven't had your coffee and everything.
Oh, and do you ever get, you know, that sort of, it's starting to arise in me now. You know, hunger, like, we've all had, you know, when you start getting.
Yeah.
You know, and the hungrier you get, the more indecisive you get. You know that way.
Well, so, it's very hard to tell with me, really.
No, but like, you know, if you're on your holidays and you're like starving, and she'd be there, I'm just going to try on the jacket. You know, Jesus Christ, it's fucking June. Just buying a jacket. Right, come on, try on the jacket. And then, are you all right? No, I'm fairly hungry now, I'll be honest with you. You know, you get all that. And then it's like, okay, oh, God, what do you think of that size? Oh, Jesus, just buy two of the fucking jeans. And then you're like, it's like, what do you want to eat then? And normally, it's the lad saying that. But then it's when you're really hungry, it's like, oh, you don't care, anything. Pizza, are you perfect? Chinese, yeah. I make up your mind. I couldn't give all of them. Do you want a sandwich? I'll have three sandwiches. I don't give a shit. Yo, bordering on that.
You see, because you do get hangry.
There's no two ways about it.
Do get, like, I mean, I probably would, you know, well, I don't really eat in the mornings, okay?
Yeah.
More, like, for part convenience and whatever, you know what I mean? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, so, like, I'll get to lunch. What you're doing today is my normal day.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like something that's, it's like you've been on hunger strike.
On hunger strike, yeah. I feel like I'm making a political point. You know?
You do. I mean, like, a lot of your stuff revolves around sort of meal times.
Oh, it all does.
Like, it's kind of, you have to factor it. Like, you can't even take a long drive without making sure you have food for
the
journey.
Car. And
a long drive might be here to Galway.
Jeez, that's I was saying here to Clondalk, and I was thinking. That's 40 minutes in that.
Like, you plan it based on, well, I can stop there and I can have something to eat there, and then there's an apple green there, I can stop in and get a pickup set of thing there.
Yeah, have a slash and a sausage roll there, and then the second stop I'll get a proper sandwich and a bag of crisps. Big time. Yeah. Did you ever see that movie Alive? You know where the plane crashes
into
the Andes Mountain?
People eat each other.
No. Where the people eat each other.
Right.
But you remember when the third night, and they're rationing the chocolate, and they wake up on the third morning, so the second night, and one fucker get up and they all the chocolate. That'd be me. And they'd all be there going, wait a minute, That was enough chocolate for a week. I was there going, I couldn't help myself. I was starving.
Yeah.
And you know how nice cold chocolate is? It was in the snow. I was just, no, I'll be there, I can't help it. Like, we have to eat your brother now. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Do whatever you do. I couldn't help myself, yes.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Look, I'll give you can have a bit of me leg.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no way I was leaving the chocolate there.
There's no way. I couldn't help it. I was looking at that Twix the last 2 days. It was driving me mad. You go, someone's going to die over that. Well, it won't be me. It won't be me. I've got another 24 hours
before
the rescue team come. Yeah.
Because to be fair to you as well, the one thing is you also have this issue of not wasting food.
Yeah, right? To finish it.
It's fairly documented that, you know, you don't believe in sell by dates or any of that.
Not
carry on.
Not at all, no.
If it's there, And it doesn't walk on its own.
It's fine.
It's there to be eaten.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
And also, the other thing about it is, like, if somebody else decides, you know, oh, I've had enough, you're straight in.
You're finishing that.
Yeah, but you know you're supposed to wait till they've started easing it, when the lad puts it down on the table. The waiter, you know, will you eat all of that?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't even started.
I know.
You know. I just want to check, like, will you be eating it all?
And definitely not to the table next to you. Sorry, excuse me. Is your wife gonna finish that fish? She just went to the toilet, or is she coming back? Yeah. Do you know what I always do if I'm on a date as well, or if I'm having lunch with someone, like, you know, if you're out with a lady or something like this? Yeah, I'll always do, it's like, you know, I pick two things off the menu.
Right.
Because, and then if she picks one, I pick the other.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah, I do a bit of that myself.
And quite often they'll go, oh, no, you don't have to get something different. And no, it's like, no, I know what this tastes like, and hopefully you're not going to finish. So I want both, you know.
But that is the thing, isn't it? That is
I
the
want
thing.
Both.
Surely lots of people do that. Like, if somebody said, well, I was thinking of having the... Okay, well, if you're having the duck, I'll have the lamb, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just mean, surely that's a thing.
Yeah, but I'm doing it because I want both dinners. Like, I'm thinking, I hope she's not hungry. I hope she doesn't even like it.
Yeah.
Because she'll go, oh... I should have got what you got. And I'll go, no, you should have.
Yeah, but I've eaten it all now.
But that's gone, so you may as well give me that. You know... Are you not going to finish those chips? That's like, you know, that's the most...
But, I mean, just out of curiosity, where did this extraordinary relationship with food come from?
I don't really know.
It's like you went through that spell of vegetarianism.
It was a very unhealthy vegetarian, though.
Vegetarianism, right? And then you had a lick of a sausage once and you were converted to the dark side.
Oh, yeah. And
whatever happened there.
Exactly, yeah. That was a thing.
Yeah. Did we ever establish what happened there?
Well, no, I was a very unhealthy vegetarian, and I was vegetarian in a time when it's different now.
What's an unhealthy vegetarian? What are we eating?
The only thing a vegetarian could get.
Deep fried vegetables.
No, do you know what it was? A fucking goat's cheese tartlet. That was the only vegetarian meal you could get in Ireland for about 20 years goat's cheese tartlet.
It doesn't sound that unhealthy.
No, it's grand, but you get sick of fucking goat's cheese tartlet, so you just eat chips and, you know, garlic mushrooms and onion rings and veggie burgers. And
Can you have bread? Well, you can as a vegetarian.
Oh, you can eat bread, yeah. Oh, and I still eat fish, because fish are dicks. Like, they're stupid. You know, fish are stupid.
So you're actually a pescatarian.
Well, I know, but no
or
one...
pescatarian.
Anyone that says pescatarian is a, you know, them.
They're almost as bad as those... What was the mad one that we found? The flexi one.
Oh, the flexitarians.
Yeah. So sometimes...
Sometimes I eat meat. So you're not... So you're just normal. No.
So you're normal, yeah.
No, I need a label to make me sound better. Than the average.
I don't eat it all the time. Yeah, well, nor do I. Yeah, sometimes I have fucking cornflakes. Yeah. It doesn't make me a flexitarian.
I had a box of chocolates for dinner last night. That doesn't make me a flexitarian. It just means I couldn't be arse cooking.
That's the biggest sham of all. Jesus. But anyway, you just got fed up, didn't you?
I just got fed up. I got real fat and all.
Hang a second. So when did you become a vegetarian in the first place?
I don't know. I think I was watching something on TV about pigs, and they were really unhappy, you know. And the farmer said they ran out of toys, I think it was, or something.
Oh, right. And you decided, right, that's
like,
it.
I can't do it.
And I'm just going to go for the goat's cheese tart.
Every time I ate the food, I started feeling sorry for the pigs,
you know.
Oh,
right, okay.
And then I went and started met you, of course, and sure, that went backwards. You were there, Mr. Meat Feast over here. Jim, you want us to do... Jim walks his turkey up the fucking garden path on Christmas Day, I think. Comes in on a lead.
what can I say?
Jim's the type of fella, if you get to put down the family dog, that's what they'd be eating that night.
But you know what the weird thing about it is? That meat thing now, I am trying to kind of, like, I have toyed with the idea of having the odd, you know, vegetarian meal, perhaps, or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as the tastes of meat. But no, I'm joking. But the weird thing about it is, it's actually partly your fault.
Well, I suppose
it's not partly your fault, really. I suppose it preceded you. Where, you know, when we started, kind of, like, we went through that phase where we were getting fit.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I was going to say sadly, but you know what I mean? It just so happened that we, when we were dealing with trainers and all that sort of stuff, that they were people who were very pro-meat.
Very pro-meat, all big time. It was all about protein and you have to eat.
And they weren't big on carbs and stuff or whatever. They were very pro-meat. So as a result, I think I just went through a spell assuming that all meat was super healthy.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
So as a result now, like fucking sausages and all that stuff that people tell you, don't eat that, it'll kill you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have all sorts of weirdness going on.
Suddenly I'm in Crow Park eating half a horse burger. You know, look at this.
Exactly.
Thinking, well, at least I'm getting a bit of protein. You know, it's amazing what you can justify.
So was it that brought you back?
Well, it kind of was, yeah. It kind of was. It was all that training and all, and, you know, trying to eat better and not knowing how. Because vegans, you ask someone who cooks me, how do you do chicken? Oh, how I do it? I put it in the oven 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the fucking recipe.
Right.
You ask a vegan, how do you make how'd you make that sludge? And they go, oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. First you get Grantoya beans and you honey flake them. And then you wrap it in Gunjuma sauce. And you can get that, like, honestly.
In basically any sort of minority health store in the Outer Hebrides.
Oh, it's really easy to get. The Isle of Skye in Scotland have loads of it. And then you have to stir it for a month. You piss in it for a week. You fucking store it in the attic. And then you have enough to last 3 days. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Yeah. I can't be the...
Yeah.
You know, and then they're just... have you tried Linda McCartney sausages? Shove one of them up your hole if you say that again.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's always been the argument, isn't it? If vegetarian and vegan food is so good, why do people imitate burgers and sausages all the time?
Tastes
just like a chicken nugget.
Yeah,
if you like a chicken
nugget? I know, you taste like a real chicken. If only there was another option. What can we do? What could we get
what
to taste?
What is there out there that tastes like chicken?
Fake chicken? If there's anything taste like fake chicken, yeah. A fucking real chicken. A snack box. Oh, God.
Right, listen.
I told you I was cranky today.
You certainly did. Jesus, you weren't lying. Right, I better give him a moment to calm down. While he's calming down, you can have a listen to some of the best bits from during the week. It was a cracking old week, I have to say. I thoroughly enjoyed it with all sorts of stuff going on in the show. We did discuss petty people. There are people in the world who are just a little bit petty, and some of them have turned it into a proper art form.
Oh, yeah. Considering my behaviour in this podcast, I think I'm one of them.
We had a bit of nostalgia going on. We were reminiscing. This thing popped up about the kind of stuff that kids get told and have grown up believing, the mad sort of lies, basically, that parents have told them over the years that they then ended up, like, kind of carrying into their adulthood. That was going on. Also a little bit of reminiscing, to be fair, about power cuts. You know, the energy crisis is big at the moment and people are worried about the winter coming. And was there an actual minor power cut during the week? Did somebody text us in and say that the power had gone off somewhere?
Yeah, what was that?
I can't remember. Anyway, us talking about, like, when a power cut was a fucking power cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the 80s. And you haven't had a power cut until you've had an 80s power cut.
Yeah, that's a real one.
And also then, believe it or not, we got all religious and went in search, well, that's not strictly true, of Ireland's greatest ever hymn.
Yeah, and it turns out I don't even know what it is. Like,
or
what a hymn is.
What a hymn is.
Yeah, what a hymn is, yeah.
Have a listen, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Petty people, I'm reading here all about petty people. You know those little acts that sometimes somebody might... They're not even cross you, but you just sort of take a dislike to someone, or you get the hump with someone, I suppose.
Right, yeah.
And even though you're not fighting with them, and they might not know that you're upset with them, you sort of carry out these petty acts, and you know, there's...
So,
I'm reading this, like, things like, so one person there, she worked with this other woman, and this woman wanted to bet on a mug, not bet, gee, listen to me, buy this mug on eBay, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, do you want that? Yeah, good for you, good for you. And she just kept bidding on it to push up the price. You know, just so
for no reason. She didn't want the mug.
Yeah, did you get your mug?
She just wanted your woman to have to pay more.
50 quid. Yes, that's terrible, isn't it? Someone went after us like that. And, you know, she got her to tell her what her max was, and she pushed her all the way up. And,
saves you, right? Say there's loads of people guilty of that.
Oh, but definitely.
Never
yeah.
that they would admit it or anything.
Oh, there's loads of petty things. Yeah. Loads.
I'd say you go around hiding other people's bins and everything. I'll teach them.
Well, you know, I will admit, once I was kind of, maybe I was in a little bit of a row with my other half, and she had a shower, and I might have ran the cold tap downstairs. You know, to let her feel not the most comfortable when it went off.
And then you do the... I forgot, right?
I just forgot. What am I supposed to do? Not brush me teeth? Not that you'd care. You haven't kissed me in 25 months. You know, and then there's like people who sort of will deliberately give someone a wrong Wi-Fi password and say, well, I don't know why, it's not working. It works for me.
When they don't want to share it.
When they don't want to share it, you know, the whole, it works for me, I don't know what's wrong with it. Yeah. Can't figure that one out at all. There's lots of stuff like that. And then there's like breakup, the pettiness that happens in breakups. One woman is saying on this that she broke up with her fella. And she just bought loads of blue cheese and randomly hid it in impossible to find parts of his car, so the thing had stink for months.
That's going beyond pettiness now. That's full. That's vendetta. That's revenge stuff. That is.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah. And then there's another woman. Her fella was in the gym and he was doing a load of work, and he kept boasting about how much weight he was losing.
Yeah.
So she. Spent the day making his trousers small. She tailored them, retailed them to make them smaller. So he was like, I can't believe I still not fit into these things. She's like, yeah, it's almost like you're wasting your time. He was like, I swear, I feel so different.
Why was he making her feel bad about herself?
He just wouldn't shut up about it. The gym this, the lads in the gym that, we're all brilliant. And he was like, me belt is bigger, but the pants are still tight. She's like, that's weird.
That's brilliant.
It's really weird, isn't it? I wonder what's going on there. You know? And then there's people who, like, you know, a fella, he was working in a job and his boss was annoying him, so he just, he said, don't worry, and he went and filled up the kettle with the water from the toilet. If you're going to talk, you might as well taste it. Which is actually, I think, a crime. I think that's illegal.
Illegal?
I'd say that's illegal.
Strong. Have you ever kind of been indulged in? I mean, obviously, apart from the interrelationships one, of turning the cold tap on.
Not really.
Would you be a petty person? I'd say we all have it in us.
I think we all have it in us.
You can get pushed to the edge.
I do it for funniness. If one of my exes was getting married and I had the chance to be your man's best man, I'd be like, I'd love that. You know, I'd love that. Just sitting there smiling. Hey.
Well,
you know what? How about me?
Well, I tell him a few stories.
Does anybody want me to talk? Because I have acres of material. It's 3 years I was with that one.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
The hunt is on, okay? You know, we often have, there's always kind of stuff in the papers about, you know, people deciding everything, you know, from their favourite movie to their favourite sandwich to their, you know, everything gets voted on and whatever. This one is one we haven't come across before.
No, this is new. The Ploughing Championship, of course, is coming up now at the later on this month in Laois. And Bishop of Kildare, Leyland Dennis Nulty, is looking for Ireland's favourite hymn, Ireland's favourite religious song, I suppose. Really? And he's going to be there on the last day of the ploughing. I think he's going to be taking people's votes, and they're going to try and assemble and get as many people involved as they can to decide what is Ireland's favourite hymn to be sung in or out of church or whatever it is. And
now, is he, what denomination or whatever it's called, referred to as he?
It just says Bishop of Kildare. It doesn't give us if it's Church of Ireland or Catholic or anything. It doesn't tell us any of those things. But with Leyland...
Because there is a bit different. It is a bit different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hymns in the two different churches, they tend to be a bit different, don't they?
Oh, big time, yeah. Oh, they do. You know the way, when you go to Catholic Mass, all the hymns are sort of... Well, it depends, actually. Some of them are upbeat. You know the way, you ever get the Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Yeah. Have mercy on us.
Because the Church of Ireland stuff always sounds a little bit more... bit more operatic,
sort of random, or something,
or a bit more. You know, I don't know. It's just
It's like it's all things by I am beautiful, all creed. Or else it's
sort of poems.
Yeah, or it's like sometimes it's like random, sort of, you know, like God came down and everything was pleasant, and he went for a walk around and the world was as it should be.
That's not exactly the lyrics, but believe it or not, that is a John, who's a producer for us today, said that was something that he was taught in school. Obviously, John went to school in England, and that was one he was taught in school, and it was God came down. He was pleased.
And he was very pleased.
Because everything was as it should be.
Because everything was as it should be.
That's what it was.
There's no effort in mutting a rhyme into that at all. That's just like rant. That's like Jim McCabe. He walks on the radio.
It's a bit like musicals. You know the way we say with musicals, where people don't speak, they only sing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
It's like that. It's just like putting your speech to holy music.
Things. Yeah.
And the other thing about it as well is, what qualifies as a hymn?
This is what I don't know, because I had religious cousins when I was growing up down country, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose you didn't have, you were always mad into God because he only had a few channels on the telly. And they used to sing.
And you were praying for new channels. For something to do.
They used to come against us. And they went to this thing, Jim. It was called Charismatic Movement or something. And they took me to it back in the 80s. And it was mad. It was middle-aged women and priests with guitars. And they were all like standing around. And some of the songs, you know, like it was like, they tried to sort of jovialise, you know, there was all these songs. Mary had a baby. Yes, Lord. Mary had a baby. Yes, my Lord. And then like, for some reason, the people keep a coming and the train don't stop or whatever. Train done gone. That was what it was, yeah.
But they just kind of like regurgitating sort of like, I don't know, Baptist songs from the sort of deep south.
A little bit. And yeah, I guess so. And, you know.
Just embracing it, was it?
And the Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I should want. Remember,
well,
that's
one of ours. Except it doesn't except go. That's the wrong tune.
Yeah, that's actually, you know the ones like, be not afraid.
Yeah,
those ones, you can see, they used to sing them in bars and all. You know, you get cabaret singers.
What sort of karaoke's do you go to? In bars? Somebody sings Be Not Afraid.
Well, I didn't mean a bar. I meant like you'd go to a gig and someone would be like, you know, be doing Dropkick Me Jesus through the goalposts of heaven and all that. Remember them?
Again, I'm not sure that qualifies in the hymn category.
Doesn't it?
You might as well be singing Stairway to Heaven or, you know what I mean?
I thought a hymn was just a song with God in it.
Dropkick Me Jesus is not a hymn.
Is it not? I thought a hymn was just a song about God, isn't it?
You see, that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? What qualifies as a hymn? If we wrote a religious tune... Would we qualify it as a hymn? Do you know what I mean? Or like, I don't know, Amazing Grace or whatever.
That's a hymn, is it?
I've forgotten how that goes.
Amazing Grace, how sweet as hell. That's a hymn, isn't it?
Now, did you sing that at football matches, do they? Oh no, I'm confusing that.
Your rugby. I think
is
that's
that
a rugby.
Is it a rugby one?
Oh no, that's the
that's
Lord.
The swing low.
The Lord
thing,
has a chariot or something. Is that, oh, swing low, yes.
Swing low, sweet, yeah.
The Lord has a chariot.
Oh Lord, the Lord has a
It's been a while since me or Jim was in Mass, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, Elvis, somebody just pointed out Elvis sang Blessed by the Rosary. See, there you go. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's a bit of crossover with like popular tunes.
Yeah, well, they used to try and make it jovial. My cousins, again, they used to do all this like the whole world in his hands. That was a big one they were in car drives, you know.
Yeah.
Turn off the radio. You know, poor El Gayborn getting relegated and they're all being got the whole world in his hands. They had this other one that was
there's that other man, you know, the Kumbaya. You know that one?
Yeah, what's the kumbaya?
What does kumbaya mean?
I don't know. There's just some stuff that's just made to baffle you.
Sounds like a come as you are.
Yeah, and
come
then it was like stuff that doesn't mention God at all. Like, you know, it's too wide, can't go round it, it's too high. Do you remember? Can't get over it, it's too low. Can't get under it, gotta get through that wall. Remember that?
No.
Oh yeah, I think God was on the other side of it or something.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Actually, I just want to mention this as well. Paddy was on the bus driver to say, "Oi lads, I'm sitting in Blanchardstown. The power is gone. This is the start of it."
The beginning of the blackouts.
Winter is coming.
No, the blackouts won't be as bad as they were in the '80s. Remember in 1988 and all. Do you remember those blackouts when the strikes were happening and everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't know, PJ.
Oh, there was
you
no
You just war. Don't know.
But you've nothing to do. At least now you can pre-charge laptops and phones and iPads and all that.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to get through it that way.
So basically what you're saying is you're not anticipating the need for your candles again.
Yeah, do you remember, like, you'd be sitting there watching the telly, watching Mike Murphy be on in the middle of a quiz, and the next thing, the whole road went black.
Yeah.
Proper black. And your elf was there. Oh, Jesus. And you just had to sit there looking at nothing. There was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
You couldn't go for a walk.
There was literally
no streetlights. And your dad just there trying to light a candle or finding the one torch.
Finding the candle.
Finding the candles that he robbed out of a church. and then using the one torch that, like, the battery was so dead on that you could only get like a tiny, tiny bit of light. And it was no good to you anyway.
That was so mad, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
When you think back about it now.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and no one to ring because your phone didn't work or anything. Even like the rotary phones. So you just had to sit and wait with no idea. It was bananas.
Apart from those people who'd attempt to read, like maybe our dad would attempt to read a bit of the paper by candlelight and based on the fact he could barely see anyway.
Yeah, I remember me elfla and he couldn't see. I was just like, he was trying to use a magnifying glass. I was like, that doesn't help in the dark. Like, the print is black.
Yeah, you're just making the darkness bigger.
You're just... This isn't... He said, you can't see anything. Even with that joke. You know, you're like, I know. That's not how they work.
Yeah. Paul has pointed out, in fairness, that if the power goes, maybe pre-powering your laptop isn't going to help if there's no internet on it. But I suppose you could have downloaded stuff.
Yeah, you download stuff. Yeah,
you could watch a downloaded movie.
That's what I'm saying. You can pre-prepare. There's a lot of stuff you can pre-prepare now. You can be ready when you know what's coming, and they'll probably be sort of scheduled or something.
You get a bit of warning.
Do you remember
when the other things used to happen? You know, the water stuff. Do you ever remember that? There'd be a warning about them turning the water off for some reason. Or whatever, you know, maybe it was maintenance or maybe it was, I can't remember what the causes of whatever were.
Yeah.
And you'd have to fill a bath.
And everybody using the bath to make tea.
You'd have to be taking the water from the bath.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be there
for whatever you were doing, to flush your jacks or whatever.
Yeah, you'd be there with your cup of tea and then you're someone that goes, the dog looks great. I know, sure, I washed them earlier. Mother of God! Oh, I was wondering why this tea tasted like it's so different. Yeah. All those weird things you had to do.
And in fairness, Anto just pointed out, which is true as well, the fire, you know, because loads of people had open fires.
Oh, we always had an open fire.
Yeah, exactly. So you had to have an open fire. And that became like a source, like doing your toast on the end of a long fork. Do you remember
that? Yeah. Me granny doing that. Standing there with... Yeah. One slice of toast took about half an hour. Yeah.
Your sister drying her hair by putting it down in front of the fire.
That's right, yeah. That's prehistoric stuff when you think of it.
Imagine trying to explain that to a young person now.
I know, your dad lighting the fire in the middle of July so we could see what was going on around the house.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There's an interesting little story that PJ just discovered about, and I know this gets talked about a lot, those things that kind of, you know, we still, even though the idea of parenting has changed a bit and people are a bit more sort of like, they relate to their kids differently, you don't get away, well, apparently you're not supposed to be sort of telling the obvious lies or whatever, but there still has to be a little bit of, you know, you have to be able to deal with the... you know, some of the awkward questions.
Yeah, of course, yeah, things that we were all lied to as children, you know, yeah. Sometimes for fun, sometimes to protect us from a terrible truth.
Yeah. Sometimes because whoever it was you were talking to was just too embarrassed to be able to explain what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. They've asked a whole load of people, you know, what was something weird that you believed when you were a child? And it's kind of, it's interesting, some of the answers. The first one is someone asked their dad, where do babies come from?
And he says, the classic.
Yeah, and you just say, straight out your ma's boobs, he said. And this person... straight out of her boobs. And this person taught for years until, like, you know, anatomy in school.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, but...
Why wouldn't you do the mammy's tummy thing or something? Why did you...
Straight out of her boobs. In fairness to the man, I bet you he said it and went, oh my God, she's going to kill me. That was a stupid thing to say. And then you can imagine, mammy, is there babies in your boobs? No. Who told you that? I know who told you that.
That's a strange one.
And that you can get pregnant by holding hands. One woman was told, you know, that never hold hands with a boy because you it'll get you pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Strict household much?
Catholic Ireland there, isn't it? Yeah, because there's another one that's actually great. One fella was told that by his father that if you kiss girls, all your teeth will fall out. And he goes, what? And he goes, he's married, and he took out his dentures and went, look, that's how I kissed your mommy. And he was like, oh my God. And his ma had dentures as well. And he thought that was because his parents were kissing. And they sucked the teeth out of each other's mouths. And he was terrified.
But they sucked them out in perfect form. Gums and all.
Gums and all. The whole lot, they came out. Yeah. And then he was terrified then when the girls and all were wanting to do the old Frenchies as he got older. Yeah. He was like, oh, I don't know.
But I like me teeth.
I want to eat chocolate bars and all.
Yeah, so your teeth would fall out.
Yeah, yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah.
My God, people were inventive, weren't they?
Oh, people are very creative.
It's hard to know now how much of this was kind of like, you know, people thinking they were doing it for your own good. I don't want you getting frisky too young. No. Or whether it was just that they were wine, they thought it was great crack winding you up.
Exactly. And that's what I think about the next one. Apparently someone was saying that he asked his dad, what are those dogs doing over there?
Right.
And they were in the middle of doing... you know,
I think we get the picture.
Yeah, yeah. And his dad says the one underneath is blind, and the other fella's showing him around. He says, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He just says, yeah, yeah, he's helping him around. He's blind. He's showing him around, you know. He's like, oh, that's nice, isn't
he? He's guiding him from behind.
He's pushing him with his bum there. This way, right. Right to the right there. Yeah. I mean, why is he not moving there? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he's trying to get up there. Get up.
Go up there, hell. Come on. You'll never get home. he thought a guide dog used to get up on you and push you around with his bum.
Imagine that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh. It's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Of course, there's the old ones, you know,
and the
weird.
And the kids then, as a result, whatever age they get told it, then they retain it for years.
For
until
years.
Until they're probably embarrassed by saying it out in front of other people.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, for years, I remember, like, from as adults, now in our 20s or whatever,
yeah.
And one of the lads saying, I remember my dad, he wanted our dog to go and live on a farm. I must find out where that dog went to. And we're like, a farm?
Yeah, I wouldn't go looking for the dog.
Don't
now.
Look for that dog.
I wouldn't
dog.
Say he's in a great state.
You say, your dad wasn't by any chance putting flowers in the garden around the same time. He didn't know.
Couldn't say till the dog's dead, so he had to say he's gone to live on the farm.
He's gone to live on the farm. How did he get there? Remember the car that hit him? They gave him a lift.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed some of the best bits there from Morning Glory during the week. So how long before, because in case you missed, well, you hardly would have missed the start of the podcast, for Jesus' sake, just rewind if you did. But anyway,
yeah.
How long before you get to eat now?
Now, what? It'd be...
Another couple of hours.
Three hours, I'd say.
So if you're in the state you're in now...
Yeah, because I have to be there at 12, and you know the way doctors do that. 12, your appointment's at 12 o'clock, so I'll see you about 20 to fucking 2. So I have to be there at 12 o'clock anyway. Gee, I'll be in there singing religious songs to go by now. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Yeah. Just trying to get through it. Yeah. Oh my God.
And would you, like, how much worse could this get? Like, will you, you've already dreamt up exactly all the things you're going to eat as soon as your blood test is over.
Yeah, I haven't made a full plan, but I know where I'm going to start. I'm getting so weak now, I won't be able to hold my head up with the helmet on it. This is, you know,
has it?
I gotta go with this.
What has it been? Has it been? It's 10, been 12 hours, has it?
10 o'clock, 12 hours. Jesus, yeah, just gone 12 hours. Mother of Jesus. This is inhuman. This is unnatural. You know,
there are people who, like, by choice, for wellness purposes and some spiritual purposes and everything, they might go days. They might choose to go days without eating.
Wankers. Like, wankers. Fucking wankers. Same type of people who say the sea is good for your mental health. You look at the fucking thing then. Getting in. If you don't feed a dog for 12 hours, the DSPCA come and take the fucking thing off you. And here's me starving myself for my own health. Get the fuck out of here.
Under medical supervision.
Under medical supervision. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
I'll tell you, the next time you get told that you're going to have a blood test, I want somebody with you as medical supervision all the time.
Yeah.
Just to keep you under control.
Every 6 months. What's it now? What is a month? October, November, December, January, February. I'm already dreading Patrick's Day. Jesus.
Somebody get this man something to eat, quick. Yeah,
I swear to God. Is there any chance I can smell your lunch?
Anyway, look, I think we've done enough damage for one day. Anyway, I think I should go off and have a lovely big breakfast now.
Yeah, you see, jeez. So Mr. Fucking Sausage Hole.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.